At the conclusion of that game, we'll go out to the desert and watch number two and number three, the Tigers and the Buckeyes. Of course, Ohio State, they've run the table. Justin Fields, the transfer from Georgia, has looked marvelous all year. What's Clemson doing there? I mean, they've only won, 28, 29 straight or something like that. Two of the four of the last national championships. But, listen to Dabo Swinney. They don't get any respect, right?
Right. They don't get any respect, but they're favored by two in this game, and the total is around 63. And we both know, we talked about it often, we know where he's coming from. When the committee dropped them to five, that's all the ammo he needed to get his team even more focused.
No doubt about that. You look at the quarterbacks. We talked about Justin Fields. Trevor Lawrence, after that great game against Alabama, everyone thought he was going to come out and play that way every single game this year. And he was not really even in the Heisman talk after the first two or three weeks. But if you go back and you look at his season, Trevor Lawrence has had a nice run this year.
Oh, no doubt. And I think the first third of the season, he was playing a little bit reckless and trying to create plays that he didn't have to because he has all those skill players and a great defense. And again, Clemson's been using that chip angle, chip on their shoulder, but they're a 2-point favorite in this game. And Coach, Ohio State beat every opponent handily. They're underdogs. They beat every opponent by double digits. I haven't really decided my position on this game, but here's an interesting stat. Underdogs in bowl games between Big Ten and ACC schools are 19-3-1 against the spread since 1999. That's a really strong number. Clemson's been bet to the favorite here, so right now the trend play is actually on Ohio State.
It's kind of funny. We've got the number two and three team playing in a semifinal game, and they both feel disrespected. You mentioned about Clemson being dropped to number five, and Ohio State, they feel a little bit disrespected after they got bumped out of the number one spot by LSU.
Sure, and here's another interesting angle, is the winner of this game is likely to be favored over LSU, and LSU is a favorite. Now, if LSU goes out and beats Oklahoma 52-14, maybe not. But if that's a relatively close game around the number of a two-touchdown win, the winner of this semifinal game will be favored over LSU.
Okay, and I've got to ask you this again, just from a coaching standpoint, that I look at this as, and I know teams are teams, but you, according to the rankings, and we're going to find the four best teams, if Ohio State is indeed number two and Clemson is number three, how in the world are the Tigers a favorite over the Buckeyes?
Well, it's the same as when Alabama played Clemson in 2017, when some thought Alabama shouldn't even be there. Alabama was a 3.5-point favorite and won by 18. The odds makers don't care about that. They understand it's going to have an effect from a public perception. But I really think this year, I don't really fault the committee. I think you have three number one teams. You have 1A, and 1B, because – how do you separate Clemson, LSU, and Ohio State? Not many weaknesses to be found.